This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Bernie Pensinat, political analyst. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So we are now in the post-DNC convention era. Both the Republicans and Democrats have had their convention. What are you seeing? What are you feeling as it relates to any particular size of the bump that Kamala Harris may have received or not?
I think she got a bump, but not so much in anything else, just in, I think, with the help of the media, with the her campaign team and the way it presented her, I think they took away the early expectations by the Republicans that she was disorganized, not a good candidate, and all those things, and she would be easy to beat. I don't think that she's ahead of Trump by any stretch of imagination, or is he ahead of her. This country is evenly divided. There is no give or take by each side. The polling data shows, depending on what polls you look at, they're virtually tied nationally. But you have to go deeper into the individual states that, you know, that'll actually decide the elections, you know, like North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio, you know, Wisconsin, those type states that are what we call in play.
So a lot of endorsements. Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. endorses Trump. A number of folks aligned with leading Republicans line up with Kamala Harris. There seems to be a lot of crossover happening this election cycle, more so than I've seen in a long time. What role does that play?
I don't think it plays that big a role. I don't think it means that much. Again, let me say the polling's pretty specific. You'll have Trump at 43 and Kamala Harris at 42, or vice versa. Will Republicans go out and vote in record numbers trying to elect Trump? Will the Democrats go out in record numbers? You know, it's a get out the vote. Who voted? Who did they vote for? In Georgia, upper, say, middle-class women 4 years ago deserted Trump. In some of the battleground states, he lost women. The Democrats suffered almost humiliating defeats when they were winning in the polls up until Election Day, and the Democrats quietly were behind the scenes spreading the word about the evils of the Republicans and abortion, whereas you're watching Fox News and everybody else, you'd have thought the Republicans were going to clean house. Well, they did not. There are things going on behind the scenes, and these campaigns are making moves that don't, you don't see it immediately in polls. You don't see, but you see it, you know, at the ballot box, and when you start counting and you look at the demographics, something that one or the other was doing made a huge difference in a particular state. And if that state happens to be Georgia, unlikely Florida, because they registered so many Republicans, but Pennsylvania, the Democrats literally didn't do anything 2 years ago, and everyone thought they were going to clean house. And along came the abortion issue, and it turned out to be predominant, and they basically stayed the same. In fact, Democrats kept the Senate, which was remarkable, since there were polls showing that it may be 3 or 4 senator margin for the Republicans, and none of that occurred. So, again, there are things that are happening that will happen that we may not be privy to, because those campaigns are driven with the media and with mailers and with volunteers walking the streets that don't show up in a national survey.
So, it, you know, everyone's looking for that kind of that silver bullet issue that independents or others or undecideds, you know, grab onto. Do you think it exists, or is it just an illusion?
Well, it will that occur? That's a good thought. By the way, that is what both sides are hoping. Something they do, something that they stumble onto, maybe just stumble onto an issue that'll catch fire and drive them with a lot of energy the last 2 weeks, the last week, and it'll be what. What wins for Trump or wins for Harris? It potentially, if it's big enough, it'll shape the elections in the House and Senate. So it's called momentum. If they can find an issue that drives momentum for either side, I mean, that's the biggest fear of any campaign is, will the other side, who will have the momentum, and what issue will trigger that? We don't know. We won't start seeing that phase of it till around October. Then we can start looking for stuff like that across the state, looking at polls on issues and who's winning on what issue. Is the border, is inflation, is abortion going to be a big issue in the background with blue state voters? We just don't know. It's a little early. The campaign rule, all these campaigns really start after Labor Day, which is coming up. But by the first week of October, then you're starting to get a sense of is an issue starting to make its way clear of the rest of it and becomes the burning issue. And it's still a little too early for that.
How much risk is it, though, to test these things? In my monologue today, I talked about this price gouging test that the vice president engaged in her DNC speech. It seems as though a lot of mainstream Democrats are kind of backstroking on the issue in their attempted defense of what she said. They're basically telling their allies, don't worry about the details, it's never going to pass Congress. And they're saying people have taken what the vice president said in her speech out of context, that she merely just wanted people to know how seriously she was taking escalating prices at the grocery store. They're obviously walking it back, because I got to imagine they threw it at the wall and it didn't stick very well.
Well, you have to look at their internal polling and what audience they were looking at. I mean, when you're talking about poor people, people who live off of a lot of government, and so the prices dramatically affect them, they also may not be the most educated people in society. So they throw stuff like that at people just to, they know that, that sounds good. Being practical, no. The majority of voters, no. Democrats are good at every day having something for somebody to give them a reason to vote. And because their base is, a lot of people who are in government need. So they're constantly throwing these off the wall, I guess you'd say, solutions to problems, whereas you and I will say, gee, what a stupid idea. We know price controls can, you know, destroy our economy, whole segments of it. But they're using that to let their voters know that she's thinking about them. Price controls, they don't understand, may not know the consequences of what that eventually does. But it you know, it rings true with a certain segment of their, you know, all the Democratic voters. So, yeah, she threw it against the wall, but she also has an audience she was interested in, too.
Yeah. Interesting, though, that just, you know, they walking it back. And I guess, as you point out, in certain circles, that's the case. And then in other circles, they'll continue to repeat it over and over again. Anything that has surprised you thus far since the passing of the DNC?
I wouldn't say surprised. I think you and I saw it coming. The Trump attacks on Harris and how silly they were. You and I have been doing this long enough, and if you've ever been in any type of campaign, those attacking is one thing, but successfully attacking is another. You can turn off voters if you have to, you know, but the more personal the attacks are, the more the public gets tired of them, doesn't want to hear them, because most people don't operate that way on a daily basis. Being involved in personal attacks with your coworkers or friends or relatives, you know, it's iffy at best, and that's Trump's standard operating mode. And the amount of flack he caught from it, the donors, if you're reading the Fox News, CNN, they're all hounding him about, what are you doing? You know, you're running against a woman. That's the first thing. You're not running against Joe Biden. The woman thing is important because people are more sensitive about anybody attacking a woman for any reason. So my point is that Trump ran into, and I thought it was necessary, by the way, I thought it was necessary to shut him up and point out that let's win on the issues. You're not going to win by attacking her personally. You're turning off, and you're in danger of hurting yourself even further with female upscale Republican women. And Trump, I think, has figured it out. He's been much more interesting to watch as a candidate without all the personal stuff. He seems to be talking about the economy. He seems to be talking about his accomplishments. So that was a surprise to me. I think it was so bad for him over about a 10-day stretch that he finally figured it out and backed off. Now, you and I know he has the discipline of a house cat, so I don't know. But that part of it surprised me. But I also think, and you know, your political background, you just can't do that. And it's one of the things, I don't know if it caused him to lose to Biden, but he was so off center and so undisciplined against Biden the last 2 weeks. I think that was hurting more than anything. So for him to become disciplined, we'll see. But I'm impressed. For the last 10 days, he has been somewhat disciplined.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, there are those that have said he is starting to win more of the news cycles, and you know, it's going, he won't let anyone outwork him. But I agree with you. Sometimes attacking is necessary, but it has to be done in a sophisticated way. And unfortunately, the way that Donald Trump presents his messaging, saying that it is sophisticated would be a stretch of anyone's imagination, right? Right. I mean, he just doesn't have it within. He's a street fighter. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean,
well,
he likes to get
seen
in there and tumble and rumble and whatever else, you know, however else you wanted to describe it. But that's, he's comfortable doing that.
Well, you and I watched campaigns over the years, and then the guy who's come to Louisiana named Dino Cedar, he worked originally at Shreveport, but he was able to, when a successful attack ad is one that has levity in it and it has sarcasm, and it does the damage, but it's not vicious. It's done so that the person in hearing it is okay with it, because it was done with a sense of, I guess you'd say, you know, comedy, sarcasm, and it has to be done correctly. Those ads can either kill you or make you, and most of us, when, as you know, you pay these people to come in and run these ads, and you got a pollster like myself and other people, and then the trick is, okay, we found this vulnerability, we know this, so we find out something. So the trick is, can that guy deliver an ad and put it on television that has this balance to it? And Trump has never had any balance to his attacks. It's, you know, it's vicious. Some of it is petty. He overdoes it. He's redundant. And so it worked for, I think, where we go back, and you remember when he first ran for president, he was running against all of the rhino Republicans, he used to call them. Those attacks were funny and somewhat, because a lot of those Republicans who ran for president against him, like, you know, the Bushes or the all the other cast of characters, Rubio, they're all rhinos, and Trump was able to destroy them with his vicious attacks. But when when you cross the aisle and you're trying to get everybody to vote for you, got independents and all these other people may not like that. So discipline and the ability to attack is difficult, and it has to be done with special care, and you got to monitor it to make sure that it doesn't, you know, wear out too well. Even though it's good, it only lasts for a period of time. You want it to damage them, but you can only damage them so long, and then the ad wears out. It doesn't have any impact.
And what a lot of people forgot too, Bernie, is that the first time he ran against Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton was as disliked by some within the Democratic Party and outside the Democratic Party as Trump was within the Republican Party and outside the Republican Party. So there were a lot of, you know, motivations going on there on the sidelines that were a lot different than his race against Biden. It'll be a lot different than his race against Harris, for certain. We've run out of time. Bernie Prince and I, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great week.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy talking to you anytime. Thank you.
Same here, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.